This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, one of the most influential figures in the development of the American government was the English philosopher John Locke. Thomas Jefferson explained that many of the ideas he drafted into the Declaration of Independence came from Locke. Joe LeConte, who has been a guest on my radio program, has written an insightful essay on the gospel according to Locke. As you might gather from the title, he spends much of the essay showing the connection between Locke's philosophy and biblical principles. The first was his insistence that every human being bore the imprint of an intelligent, personal, and purposeful creator. He wrote that we are the workmanship of one omnipotent and infinitely wise maker. This is an obvious allusion to Ephesians 2:10, where Paul writes that we are God's workmanship. Locke rejected the idea of the divine right of kings, which was used to justify political absolutism. Instead, he argued that government should be based on the consent of the governed. He said, if the political authority tries to oppress God's servants by threatening their life, liberty, or property, it becomes morally illegitimate. Locke also rejected the idea of a national creed, Catholicism in France or Calvinism in Geneva. Rather, government should provide equal justice for people of all faiths. No one should be denied essential civil rights because of religion. Joe LeConte concludes that the American founders, supported by the nation's clergy, thoroughly absorbed Locke's political principles from the separation of powers to the separation of church and state. He also adds that Locke was a lifelong student of the Bible. So as you can see, the principles of John Locke provided the foundation for American government. It's time to return to those principles rooted in God's Word. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.